Hi friends, welcome back to the Mama Matters 2 podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, and today is another one of the episodes that was highly requested and something that it sounds like will resonate with a lot of you who are interested in eventually sleep training or are just struggling with sleep. So I wanted to talk about something that is kind of, I don't want to say it's a hot topic because nobody cares about sleep training that much, but except for, you know, somebody like me, but it is something that can get a little bit touchy with some parents and people have very strong opinions about it. So I just wanted to kind of bring this episode with not only my opinion, but also my experience working with tons of families and my experience with my own son, the research that I've done, the science backed behind it. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. Let's talk about, is no cry sleep training a thing? Hey mama, are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because mama, you matter too. Okay, before we dive in, I did want to just remind you that I do work one-on-one with exhausted parents all the time. I have 2 spots left for the month of March going into April. So I have 2 more coaching spots available where I walk with you hand in hand and quiet all the noise, because we all know there are so many things that you could be doing. Everyone has an opinion about it, and everyone wants to tell you what they did and what you should do. And it's just overwhelming. It's exhausting, and it takes you from already being exhausted to being even more exhausted and burnt out. So I just wanted to put that out there that I am taking 2 more clients in the next few weeks, and I would love to hold your hand, take all the guesswork out of it, create a completely customized plan for you and your family to take you from exhausted and overwhelmed and anxious to rested and feeling like yourself again and like you can be the mom that you are created to be. So just wanted to remind you and put that out there that I do have 2 spots open, and I sent that out to my email list this week, and I just wanted to bring it to the podcast as well, just to make sure that you are the first to know. So please reach out to me if you are feeling like there's just too much information out there and you need some one-on-one attention, because it really truly does make the world of difference. And that is coming from somebody that tried to do it. I did taking care of babies with my son. So I didn't do it alone, but I did it. And I liked the program a lot. And there are still some things that I really like from her program. And I love her advice. But there's a difference between, having somebody tell you what to do and having someone walk with you through it and be there with you every single day and look at your sleep logs and kind of just, the amount of times that I have had to change our method or our change baby's schedule just a little bit. Like this baby should be taking 2 naps, but so let's, start with that. And then they end up needing to add another nap back in, or they end up needing to go back to 1 nap. That's just an example, but like every baby is so different. So you can have a book or a course or a friend tell you what to do all day long, but you're not going to have somebody there to troubleshoot with you and change schedules with you when things don't go the way that they're supposed to, because every baby is different. So just let me take the guesswork out for you and walk with you hand in hand, and let's get your baby and you sleeping again. Okay, let's dive right in. I know that this is a heavy topic sometimes, so please take what I say with a grain of salt, apply what works for your family and your philosophy, and leave the rest. This is not a one-size-fits-all approach by any means. I do have experience, I do have clients that I've worked with, I have my certifications, but I want you to do what works for your family. So understanding sleep training as a whole, it's something that you feel like, I mean, for me at least, it was kind of like, okay, if I implement these few things in his newborn years and his newborn months, and I teach him these great sleep foundations, then he's just going to be a great sleeper. I'm not even going to have to sleep train. But that's not always what it looks like. And if you're an exhausted parent who has tried everything, you understand what I'm saying. So sleep training is beneficial because we as humans need sleep. We just do. It's a fact. It is a biological need. They actually, to torture people in wars, they would keep soldiers awake for days on end, and that was a form of torture. And truly, that's what it feels like. When you are not sleeping, it feels like hell. It feels like torture. It's like, and it's so easy to be like, why won't my baby sleep? Like, think that they're out to get us and that, you know, this is a my baby issue. But really, most of the time, it's just something that we need to adjust in their schedule, adjust in their routines, and teach them. We teach them everything. We teach them how to tie their shoes. We teach them how to eat. We teach them all of these day-to-day skills. So why can't we teach them how to sleep? It is a biological thing where they should know how to sleep, but sometimes they need a little bit of help, and that's what we're here for. So there's a lot that goes into at least how I approach sleep training. So I just want to start by saying that it is something to where I never approach sleep training with just, this is what we need to do. We need to sleep train by using this method, do this, and you'll be sleeping in 2 weeks. I look at the entire picture. So we want to look at your family dynamics, the way that you parent, the way that your baby is, their temperament. We want to look at if they're sharing a room with a sibling, if they're still sleeping in your room, what they're eating, how they're napping, where they're napping. Literally, there are so many things and dynamics that go into the whole picture. Too much to cover on a podcast episode, but I just wanted to clarify that there is so much that goes into this. So don't think that you can just, or should just, start sleep training and just leave your baby to cry it out and they're just going to start sleeping. It's oftentimes a much bigger picture, which is why I do what I do. So I think that it's important to, when you do sleep train, do it with a sleep trainer, just because they're able to look at that whole picture for you, especially when you're exhausted and overwhelmed. And they're also able to, like I said, troubleshoot with you and find little things, little tweaks that we need to make. Sometimes it's just a tiny little schedule that we need to change. So there's a few different methods of sleep training. There's a lot of methods, but the most common ones I'd say would be Ferber or check and leave, pick up and put down, the chair method, and then extinction. So I want to talk a little bit about each one of these. Extinction is what you think of when you think of crying it out. So extinction would be leaving your baby to cry, shutting the door, leaving your baby to cry, and then coming back in the morning. This works for some parents. This is not what I teach personally, but it's not something that I'm going to sit here and say, you're a bad parent if you react like this. Some babies just literally do not respond to any intervention and they want to be left alone. So there are those few babies that this works for. as a whole, I don't love using extinction, and I never suggest that to a client. If a client comes to me and says, I want to use extinction, great. We'll use a version of it and kind of go from there. But for the most part, I will never suggest it. So what I typically suggest is a version of pick up, put down, or the chair method, or kind of a combination of both. If a parent is wanting to do the leave and check or the Ferber method, where they're leaving the room, letting baby cry for 5 to 10 minutes, and then going back in, soothing them, and then leaving the room again and just kind of repeating until they fall asleep, then we will approach it that way. But a lot of times, especially when your baby is older, I find that Ferber or leave and check works best for younger babies. And like right around 5 to 6 months, 5 months is the earliest that we sleep train, by the way. We do not sleep train any earlier than that. They're just not developmentally ready. So around 5, 6 months is when ideally we would start sleep training. And, Ferber or leave and check is something that works pretty well from about 5 to 9, 10 months. It is something that we can use older than that, but that's like my ideal time frame. I still, though, even with infants, I usually suggest starting with a version of pick up, put down, or the chair method. So I just want to clarify that babies will cry. Babies cry for everything. Kind of like if you were putting a baby in a car seat and they were crying and screaming, are you going to be like, oh, they're unhappy, like I'm neglecting them, I need to take them out of their car seat, I'll just let them ride in the back seat? No, of course not. You're going to leave your baby in the car seat. And if they cry, it's okay. They are safe. They are not in harm's way. And you are doing what's best for them. I look at sleep training the same way. You are doing what is best for not only them, for yourself, for your entire family, and what's best for their development as well. This is not to say that sleep training is the only way, and I want you to hear me when I say that. Sleep training is not the only way. You can have a perfectly healthy sleep schedule that works for your family without sleep training. Some babies just learn how to sleep themselves. Some parents just enjoy getting up once or twice with their babies until they're into their toddler years, and that's what works for them. That is your choice. You were made to be your baby's parent, and if that's what you want to do, great. I love that for you, and I support you fully, and I think that there are some parents and babies that just works for. But I don't want to ever have a parent come to me and feel guilty for sleep training when they're exhausted and they're at the end of their rope and they don't know if they can make it another day. I have had parents come to me and they're like, I forgot my a basic task, or like, I can't drive. I'm so tired. I cannot get behind a wheel safely. That is the level of exhaustion that I see all the time. And it's just not something that we need to normalize as being okay and acceptable, I feel like. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there and just say, like, these methods, there's a method for everybody. And I think there's not one right way to do anything. And that's okay. It's okay for other people to parent differently than you. It's okay for people to sleep train differently than you or how you believe. It's okay. So my job is just to make sure that what you feel comfortable with and what you want to do gets done the best and most effective way, and that we get your baby sleeping as quickly and as easily as possible. So that's what I'm here to do. So all of these methods have their own level of crying. I feel like when an infant is smaller and we do leave and check or Ferber, a version of that, I do things slightly different than just Ferber, but a version of that, I think there is a level, there's for sure crying involved, some crying. Usually it only takes a night or two, and usually the most I see a baby cry on average is 25 to 35 minutes. So it sounds like a long time, but it is just such a blip in the radar, and it's just, it's over so fast. So with that method, I do see a faster learning curve. So I see them. And I mean, I think that that has to do with their age too, right? So smaller babies that haven't been, you know, sleeping in their parents' bed for 3 years are just going to learn a skill faster than they would otherwise. So I think it has to do with their age. It has to do with the method that we're using, but some version of Ferber usually is the fastest that I see. And I think Extinction would be even faster. I'm just not ever comfortable recommending that to my clients. So I do think that there's a place for crying it out, but I usually prefer doing a version of either pick up, put down, or chair method. So that would look like the chair method is literally setting a chair in your baby's room or your toddler, like 3 feet from their bed. And this usually works better with older babies that can kind of understand that you're in the room and like get what you're doing. And it works really well for toddlers. So putting a chair like 3 feet from their bed or crib, and then moving that chair back a few feet every night. And you're going to do that for every wake up until they're asleep. So you sit in that chair silently, or you can say, it just depends on, you know, how you want to respond and how your baby responds. Sometimes they respond well to you being there, and sometimes they actually respond better to you talking to them. But sometimes you just need to be quiet, and that's how they're going to, you talking or singing or whatever just pisses them off more. So a lot of times I just suggest my parents be in the room, be present, but stay quiet. And, but again, just kind of test that out and see what works best for your baby. So sitting in the room for any wake up, for the initial bedtime and any wake up in the middle of the night. And there is a way to do this while still keeping a middle of the night feed. And there is a way to do this while weaning as well. And that's going to be an upcoming episode, because weaning is its own whole other beast. And I do have clients that keep a night feed. I do have clients that, for whatever reason, want to keep that. I have clients that want to wean gradually, and we do that. So there is a way to wean from night feedings as well if they've been given the okay from their pediatrician, but that's a whole nother topic. But there is a way to do this. I just want you to know, with weaning, you don't have to respond to everything with the chair and not feed for 12 hours. So just wanted to make that clear that there is still the possibility to feed in the middle of the night while doing pick up, put down, or chair method, or Ferber, really any of those. So pick up, put down is a version of, you know, so it's more of like a gradual thing where you're going to go in and you pick them up and you fully soothe them. And once they are, you know, quiet and soothed, but not fully asleep, you put them back down and you repeat that again and again and again until they're finally asleep. This typically just takes a little bit longer. This is the method that I see involves the least amount of crying for sure, but it just takes a lot longer. And baby is still kind of relying on you to get them to sleep. So that's why it just takes usually a few weeks to see them start sleeping through the night. Whereas with the chair method and or the leave and check method, it's usually like 3 to 4 nights on average, up to a week or two. It just seems to be a little bit slower. But there's also, again, there's pros and cons to everything. There's less crying typically involved with that. So those are the methods that I typically use. And I would love to hear from you in the Facebook group. I'll leave the link down below. I have a Facebook group. I would love to hear from you on if you want more information about each one of these sleep training methods, if that would be helpful. You know, again, it's something that sleep training methods are out there. They're on Google. They're on social media. They're everywhere. It is something that you could do yourself. It's just more challenging. It can bring more anxiety, more questions, and I just don't want that for you. So that's the caveat to this whole thing. So is crying a bad thing? I mean, I for sure, the thing that I feel like crying does the most harm to is the parents, not the baby. There are so many studies on how leaving your baby to cry it out in small increments does not have any negative impact on your bond with them or their attachment with you, and is actually really healthy for them. However, if it is too hard for you, let's approach it a different way. I don't think that it's going to harm your baby, but if it's something that is going to harm your mental health or your peace, then let's approach it a different way, and that's totally fine. So that's really when I start to do more of the minimal crying methods, is when it's something that the parents are just not okay with. So in summary, yes, you can do sleep training with minimal crying involved. There will always be some crying just because they're learning something new, just like they cry with everything. They cry with diaper changes. They cry with when they're learning a new skill that they don't like tummy time. They cry. Every baby I've ever met cries some with tummy time. They just don't like it, but it's good for them. Same with the car seat example or a stroller. It's something that you need to expect with babies, and learning any new skill is there will be crying involved, because that's the only way that they can communicate with you. So I think that there, you know, are pros and cons to all of these different methods, but again, we're going to do what's most comfortable for you, and we're going to take everything into consideration, every facet of your day-to-day life, your baby's temperament, the way that you parent, and we come up with a plan that works best for you. I think that there is such a stigma on sleep training. I never want parents to come to me feeling like, okay, you're my last ditch effort, because you've done an amazing job. Even if you are sleeping with your baby in your bed every single night and feeding all night long, there's still hope. There is still a client that I worked with just recently had a baby in their bed all night long. They were nursing all night long, and we approached it with a very minimal crying approach, sleep training. We did pick up, put down, and then kind of gradually went to chair method. And then baby was sleeping through the night in about 2.5 weeks with no intervention. And we did keep one middle of the night feeding. So please don't look at this as I have to let my baby cry. That's the only way to do it. It's just not the only way. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you learned something. I do have a free ebook linked down below in my show notes, along with my Facebook group where I answer questions all the time on any questions you have on sleep or mental health or mom life in general. But I am going to leave my free sleep guide to conquering your nights and getting good naps as well, while taking care of your mental health. I'm going to leave that ebook link in the description. And again, totally free for you to download. So I hope that this blessed you. I hope that this brought some clarity around sleep training for you. And if you're having questions or doubts or just not sure if this is a good fit for you, please book a discovery call with me. My discovery call is 15 minutes. It's completely free. And I just talk through things with you on how I can help your family, how I can serve you, and how I can get everybody sleeping again in a way that works best for you and your family. I will leave all those links below. I hope that this blessed you. I hope that this brought some clarity and cleared up any confusion that you have surrounding sleep training and if it's a bad thing. I hope that you feel peace and no guilt surrounding the issue. And that's all that I can ask for. I just want you to feel peace surrounding whatever works best for you and your family and whatever you decide. All right. I will talk to you next week, Mama. Have a great rest of your week, and remember that you matter. Hey, sister. If this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.